Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It must have been love, then it turned out to be just a rash. It was just crazy. It was just a rumor. I don't know.
Thomas.
It's National Gossip Day. It's National Gossip Day. And you and I don't subscribe to gossip.
No, we do not.
You know, we kind of said it at the top of the show. Who needs gossip when all you have to do is get on social media? You know, it's like, wait a minute. I can inject household cleaner into my veins and Corona will go away. This is great.
Yes, it will.
And then all of a sudden, oops, that video got pulled down. And then those two so-called doctors from California that were saying that this is no different than a flu. Oops, their video got pulled down. It's like, but it's too late once it's out there. This was like broadcasting 101 in the 1970s when I took the class. Don't say anything that you're not sure of, because as soon as people hear it, they tell somebody and then they tell somebody and then they tell somebody.
Fact check. Fact check.
Exactly what they call it here in 2020. Fact check, please, before you open your big, fat mouth. There it is.
Right. You said that very succinctly. Good job.
And how about this thing where 5G cell towers are spreading the coronavirus? What? Are you kidding
okay.
me?
Yeah. I happened upon that yesterday, and I just shook my head.
It's like, who starts these rumors, gossips?
Know.
But what's that other phrase I'm looking for? Scuttlebutt. That's what Grandma used to say.
Oh, scuttlebutt.
Mm-hmm. Who started this scuttlebutt?
You know what's funny? I feel like there is a secret group of people somewhere, mm-hmm. and they come up with these creative things, right? 5G cell towers are spreading the coronavirus.
Right.
And then they put them out there, but they use really big words. And they're like, watch this. People are going to believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It goes wild. And then they sit back and laugh.
Yeah, and watch the country just go into a panic for and then they laugh because they're like, dude, we started that on TikTok or on Twitter or something. Well, a wireless company in Australia is actually doing something about this 5G corona spreading rumor. They actually did a TV commercial for, like, the fact that it's not true. And we should really pay attention to foreign countries when it comes to advertising, because sometimes they approach really serious topics with humor. And they do quite well at it.
5G spreading coronavirus is a theory you might have heard on the dark web, or as it's currently called, Facebook. Firstly, radio waves cannot spread viruses. If they could, someone would have weaponized Smooth FM years ago. Furthermore, from an electromagnetic energy perspective, 5G is in the same range as 3G and 4G. Just ask Telstra's 5G EME expert, Mike Wood.
That's right, Mark. Viruses cannot travel on radio waves or mobile networks. 5G and other telecommunication radio frequencies do not affect the immune system.
If COVID-19 was spread by 5G, then why do so many cities and countries yet to have 5G have the virus? Perhaps something else is spreading the virus, like the fact that it's a virus.
Well said.
Perhaps something else is spreading the virus, save perhaps because it's a virus. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
And the slam on Facebook, yow, they got away with it. So good luck to them. Sometimes advertising could, bring humor to a bad situation. So, hey, guys, stop the gossip. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. Mark has got that. I swear I just saw him run up the hall. That little man does not run.
He scurries.
And so does news guy Matt. They both have like legs that are just tiny little things. Mm-hmm. Yes. So anyway, I hope he's coming back in the studio here from the news. Rob, the Sports Center, happy because the Phillies beat the Yankees at least once yesterday. And we've got a decent AccuWeather forecast. I got to ask you a question, and this has nothing to do with Gossip Day or anything. But if you and I were in a situation where we could save each other's lives, would you?
Of course.
That's what I wanted to hear. I mean,
Why wouldn't I?
We are true partners. It's not just this goofy morning show. I mean, we're actually friends. And if we were hiking and we saw a bear, you wouldn't just like, I got a new cliche, prompt the bear. Don't prompt the bear.
No.
Right?
First and foremost, when hiking, I always carry bear spray. Seriously.
There's such thing as bear spray?
Oh, yes.
Get out of town. Only you would know this.
Yeah, and I have it on a keychain on the exterior of my day pack.
Is it called mace?
No. It's bear spray. It needs to be able to shoot very far.
Okay.
Mace normally has a closer range, those keychain style that you have.
That
but like
sense.
The bear spray needs to be able to shoot feet so that the bear can't approach you.
But is it mace? Or is it something that, is it mace like? What is the spray?
Yes, it is. It's similar to pepper spray, yeah.
So then he'll roll around and rub his eyes and scream or whatever. Okay. All right.
Normally, though, the bears that you encounter in Pennsylvania, unless like we're going out west, Tommy, they're more afraid of us than we are of them. So they'll run away.
The National Park Service posted on Facebook yesterday a reminder that if you encounter a bear, please don't push your slower friends down and attempt to save yourself. I'm like, what? This, like, I said, I got to ask Laura about this because I don't know anything about hiking, or I'm a city boy and I have no interest in romping through the woods or anything. So if you're visiting the national parks, please don't throw your friend in front of the bear for a snack while you run away.
And don't climb a tree. Because they're very excellent climbers.
Again, I'm a city boy. I don't even know how to climb a tree. I didn't even see a tree until I moved to Central PA. I just like...
And if it's a grizzly, you better play dead and protect your vital organs.
Oh, that's another thing, too. Play dead. Oh, here comes the bear. Let me lay down and act like I'm dead.
You have to. There's no way that you can outrun a grizzly.
Laura, I didn't say outrun him. I can't stop talking. How do you play dead?
Be like a possum, Tom.
Play possum, be still, Tom.
Be still and quiet. Play possum.
Okay, we'll do that now while we take a break.
Good job.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:45. It takes a whiskey drink. It takes a vodka drink. I'll just have a cup of tea. Thank you very much. Get us through there.
I never knew you to turn down whiskey.
Well, what they don't know won't hurt them. It's gossip day, so I don't drink. There you go. There's today's gossip.
We'll start that rumor.
No one
will believe it, but we'll try it.
Here with Tom and Laura in the morning, we like to remind our audience that we are locally owned and we are suffering through the pandemic just like any local business. That's why we welcome new sponsors. Where's that memo?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Who do we have now?
Medical marijuana sales are way up during the pandemic, which is good news for our new sponsor, who specializes in variety.
Yeah, it's Craven Moorhead from the Grateful Med, and we've come up with some new strains to help you through this crisis, like COVID Kush, Pineapple Pandemic Express, Ventilator Vortex, Karen's Meltdown, or Netflix Sativa. And if you're struggling financially, try these half-price strains.
Oh.
Can't pay my mortgage, Mary Jane, Fauci 420, Chronic Netflix, Wuhan Dank, or Zoom Meeting Nugs. Demand is high, and you can be too, with new coronavirus strains at the Grateful Med.
Wow, the Grateful Med. We welcome a new sponsor.
We welcome the Grateful Med.
I like these Zoom Meeting Nubs. Yeah. 94KX. Love that song from the first time I heard it. I just said, wow. Maroon 5, Nobody's Love. Powerful. Tom and Laura in the morning. We need more songs like that, Laura.
I love that song. It's a great song.
We need more songs like that. You know what we need? We need to stop listening to adults and we need to start listening more to children. You ever ask, and I know you have your two little nephews, you ever ask a kid the simplest question and their answer is always so... Like, you know, just pull little Braxton aside and say, Braxton, how do we get rid of all the mean people in the world? And he'd probably...
Kids have the best answers.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't say anything like, you know, dig a hole and throw them in. He would say something like, treat them kind and they will be kind back or something like that, you know?
Absolutely.
Kids are just amazing. Our very own Sam Tyler here at night. Her kid is just sit and talk to the kid. He's amazing.
Yeah. Rye Dog. He's the coolest.
We call him all kinds of nicknames here. Ryland is his name, but Rye Guy, Rye Dog, RG.
He's the best.
I was listening to this audio clip early this morning of an 8-year-old kid. He's 8 years old, and he decided to go around his neighborhood where first responders lived, whether they were, you know, veterans or nurses or anybody working. And he's doing their yard work for free. He's 8 years old.
That doesn't matter how old you are, and doesn't matter how you are, you can still do stuff the way that other people do. People need services when other people won't do it, because it's the right thing to do when people are in need.
I just hope that people see that they can make a difference. You know, he's 8 years old, and he's out making the difference.
Nobody helped each other. It means that everything would be in chaos because there wouldn't be anybody helping.
If we all helped each other, things wouldn't be in chaos.
How perfect.
Wow. In the meantime, the other news is next.
Across Pennsylvania, parents and teachers are starting to talk about the challenges of going back to school. Teachers like Jane.
My name's Jane. I'm a special education teacher. It's a good day when I can make them laugh. In 2016, I voted for Donald Trump. I thought he was going to shake up the system. When the whole pandemic first started, he was taking guidance from people that had the answers. But as time went on, he was starting to look bad. He blames everybody else. Trump has made going back to school a political issue rather than a health issue. I work in a trailer. The health part has to be taken care of. I just think that his actions, his rhetoric has just completely divided the country. The president needs to understand that this country is not about him.
Jane believes her community deserves better, and it's time for a change. Learn more at deservebetter.org. Paid for by AB PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
So, the other day I had a party. Hey, buddy, did you get the beer from MidPen Beverage like I said? No, I kind of forgot. That will never happen again. Now, without fail, I always go to MidPen Beverage before every party. When I walk in, they know exactly what I want. They have a huge selection of domestic, import, and craft beers, ciders, and wine coolers. I can pick up everything cold right from their cooler. Head over to MidPen Beverage, Route 522, Middleburg.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal, with hundreds of your favorite movies, like
E.T.
and
This is Jason Bourne.
And don't forget,
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski.
Every genre, every mood, for everyone. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. These titles with Psycho, E.T., The Big Lebowski, and The Bourne Ultimatum streaming now. Some content requires paid upgrade.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need for your summer car maintenance at great prices. Our professional parts people can help you find the best oil change supplies for your car, like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and MicroGuard filter, everyday low price $26.99. For your summer oil change, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
U.S. government doesn't want Evangelical Community Hospital and Geisinger to do a partial acquisition. Good morning, everyone. I'm Mark Lawrence, 94KX News. The U.S. government is going to court to stop Geisinger's 30% acquisition of Evangelical Community Hospital. The two hospitals hope to merge several operations and give Geisinger 30% ownership of Evangelical in return.
94KX, grammatically incorrect, but a cool song, The Way I Are. There it is. Study it at school or at home, kids. It's grammatically incorrect. 7-Eleven, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's National Gossip Day. If you care to live that way, you go ahead on. Gossip, Union County is the hot spot for corona around here. No, it's not gossip. It's the truth.
It is?
Yeah, unfortunately, 18 new cases in Union County.
Well,
hang in there, guys. Speaking of Union County, gossip. The government doesn't want Geisinger and Evan together. No, that's not gossip.
No, that's fact.
The government is interfering. They want a lessen competition. What? They don't want a lessen competition? Dude, what's up with the cell phone companies? Why doesn't the government jump in on that? You got Verizon, you got AT&T, and a bunch of people who suck.
That's pretty much it, actually.
I mean, come on. Come on. Doesn't the government have better things to do? So, you know, I guess my point is that the news nowadays, some of it just sounds like weird rumors. And what did you say earlier this morning? You want a lesson, gossip? Fact check. I'd love
fact check.
I'd love that.
Fact check.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come up with a new bumper sticker that says, before you open your mouth, fact check.
And
that
would... Actually, I think the more accurate thing would be, before you click the share button, fact check.
Perfect. Are, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I love that song, and I can't understand anything they're singing.
It's just, it's a jam.
It is. That's exactly what it is. I just want to, like, dance around the room and go, hey, get back the booty, body, booty,
ta-ta-ya. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. I like it.
And if you don't know the words, fill in doidly doy. Okay? It's just, it's weird. All right. It is 743. Music ain't like it used to be. Oh, now I'm sounding old. TV ain't like it used to be. So, why not bring some of it back? Who's the
fantastic.
Boss, Laura? Who's the boss?
I love it.
Hey,
Tony.
Hey, here comes Tony.
Where's Angela?
Angela. Yeah, we...
Sent face the way.
We found out about this yesterday, but I don't...
Friendly is around the bend.
Nobody's talking
there
about what the plot's going to be.
There were times I lost a dream or two. Round the bend.
You're making your dogs bark.
At the end was you. I am, sorry.
So what's the plot going to be? Is Tony still going to be living out of a van and he wants to be a Major League Baseball player? I mean, come on.
No. Don't you remember? He got injured. He was a Major League Baseball player. He got injured.
Yeah, but
he and his daughter, Samantha.
Samantha.
Had to find a place to live, and then he became the housekeeper at Angela's. Mona was her mother, lived there.
Mona was like
they flirted for years.
Mona was like an alcoholic pervert, and it was like a funny show.
She was fantastic.
I love
Who's the Boss. I love Tony Danza. So, I love Who's the Boss. Okay. MacGyver does too.
Okay, so you're all for it. How about,
Happy, Ren and Stimpy?
Ren and Stimpy.
You can't recreate that.
Well, it's coming back. That's the rumor today. They're going to recreate Ren and Stimpy. I don't know. I'm a different generation. I'll take Who's the Boss, but I don't want Ren and Stimpy. So, I don't know. And then there's another reboot.
Long. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. I know all the songs from these shows.
There you go. So why don't you want Ren and Stimpy back? Come on.
I actually really liked Ren and Stimpy. I wasn't allowed to watch it, but I liked it.
So you snuck over your friend's house and watched it?
Of course.
Well, your mama didn't know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Your mama's listening. You're in trouble now, girl, even at your age.
Yes, I am. Luckily, I am well into my 30s, and that's long in the past.
No statute of limitations when it comes to mama.
Anyway, yes, there is.
I'm all excited about the new reboot in the works as well. The Odd Couple.
Tonight on Donald and the Doctor.
It's coming down.
We've plateaued at an unacceptable level.
It'll go away. Like things go away.
It will continue to smolder.
It will go away. Please, go ahead.
And smolder and smolder.
Hopefully sooner rather than later.
They agree to disagree. Tonight on Donald and the Doctor on ABC.
I can't wait.
So in love with you.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. What happened to Fergie? I think I saw her at the Turkey Hill the other night. I was at the Turkey Hill in Sunbury on Front Street, and there she was buying an energy drink and a carton of cigarettes. I didn't even know she smoked.
Tom, this is 2 days in a row
and I said,
that you have had celebrity sightings at the Turkey Hill.
I know. So she turns around. I'm just there to pay for my gas. She turns around, and I'm like, Fergalicious, what's up? She says, my name's Betty, and I'm from Shamokin. Sorry. Thought you were
but
funny.
She had perfect winged eyeliner on, just like Fergie.
Just like Fergie. See, you might have been with me. I don't even remember. Anyway, news is coming up next. You're a Netflix junkie, right? I
mean, yes.
I heard a story this morning, which is just hilarious. The Netflix signature. Right? Right? Mm-hmm. That noise? Isn't that a cool noise?
Mm-hmm, I like that noise.
They call it the Netflix ta-dum. I just think, I love it. Well, the two guys that were really responsible for inventing Netflix, if you will, they were kind of like Tom and Laura. They were creative. They were real. They were idea people. But the one dude was just a little bit goofy. Guess who that goofy one is when it comes to the Tom and Laura combination? Anyway, his name is Todd Yellen. And he said when they originally came up with the Netflix signature ta-dum, this is what it sounded like. Wait for it. He put a goat at the end of it because he said he thought goats were fun and quirky. So
goats are fun and quirky.
So he wanted the Netflix thing to be serious in the beginning, but end with something funny. And that in itself, I think, is genius. That in itself is probably why they don't let me produce the 94KX jingles.
That is absolutely correct.
KX. I love it. Curtains up. It's something brand new that we're trying. And it's a virtual at-home talent show since Riverfest isn't going on and the Valley's Got Talent sadly is not going on. We're doing 94KX Curtains Up. Any talent of any kind at any age, 2 minutes of video, send it to us. And you've been spying on these. Well, I shouldn't say spying. You're in charge of these kind of videos and you look at them and all that stuff. You're the social media person.
Yes, yes, yes. Me and Taylor, our Taylor. She does such a good job.
Yep.
And lots of people have been sending private messages to the 94KX Facebook page. That's how you submit these videos. Up to 2 minutes long. You just message them to us on Facebook Messenger using the app. Online, super easy. And then now we actually have a playlist on the 94KX Facebook page.
Oh, that's pretty
where
cool.
Once the video is submitted, you can click on our Curtains Up playlist and see them all there. And that's how we're going to get the top ones, Tom.
Oh, so I don't have to bribe Taylor anymore with like a tuna sandwich to take a peek at these videos or anything like that?
No. You can actually log on, click on the Curtains Up playlist tab.
Sweet.
And then you can see all of the virtual submissions. They're 2 minute videos, any talent, any kind, any age. They're all right there.
Anything, you know, just a little tease here. Anything that made you raise your eyebrows and go, wow.
No, but actually this morning it was super cute. There was this little girl who, her mom sent a submission. It is literally 10 seconds long.
Okay.
She can do like, I don't even know what to call it. She's like laying down. She's like a little contortionist.
Okay. It's super yoga, is it?
Yes, it's super yoga. She's awesome. I wish I knew her first name, but Sienna submitted it earlier. And like she flips over and then her legs are above her head and she stands. I was like, wait, what? I watched it 3 times already.
And this is what we're looking for. You're dead on there because, you know, as a parent, you're looking at your kids sometimes. And, you know, when I was a kid, my dad would say to me, what are you doing? You know, but then now in today's age, everybody grabs their phone and says, what are you doing? That's funny. Let me video it. You know, so let's do it. It's called 94KX Curtains Up. It's presented by Oberdorf, Carpet One, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Knoebels, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Pennsylvania Mentor, Papa John's, and the Sweet Stop. And I'll tell you what, we're all excited about it, and there's going to be prizes for all the different age groups. So let's see that video. Picture this now. Somebody submitting a video of their, like, 8-year-old kid fixing their smartphone.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know what? I feel like an 8-year-old could probably do it better than me.
A poll found that 6 out of 10 parents use their own children for tech support. 20% of kids 14 and under would never ask their parents for tech support because they know they're clueless. Ooh.
Whoa.
I have to agree. I mean, I don't have any kids living with me anymore. Every time my smartphone starts acting wonky, I got to, like, just, you know, walk out on the street and hand it to a kid and say, here, fix this for me, will you?
Actually, you know, it's funny. So, Roxy, she works in the office at Knoebels.
Okay.
I love her dearly.
All right.
Every once in a while, when I pop in, I fix her phone for her.
See, so there you go. So
and
you're
she
like,
gave me a bottle of wine the other day, and she was like, this is because you're always fixing my phone.
Laura, we'll work for wine.
Yes, I will.
94KX. That is such a cool version.
It's a great version of that song. That's, seriously.
That could be my favorite NXS song from the 80s.
Really?
And I am a crazy for NXS. Big
yes,
Michael Hutchins fan. His solo albums were even great, and they never got any attention.
Do you know what's hilarious?
What's that?
I was actually talking about NXS and Michael Hutchins over the weekend with my cousin.
Oh, really?
She had been interacting with some young people. Song came on the radio, was singing along with it, blah, blah, blah. And this kid that she was working with, probably about between 17 and 19 years old, she said, goes, yo, is that Hamilton? Do you like Hamilton like my mom? And she turns and she looks at him and she goes, no, this is NXS.
Wow.
How old are you?
Yeah, exactly.
And the kid's like, oh, I'm 19, whatever. And she goes, so that means your mom's the same age as I am. Please go home and ask her about Michael and NXS.
So you schooled this kid. You told this kid to go home and ask her mom about 80s.
My cousin was dying. She was like, I had to educate him.
And you should have thrown in a plug for the good old-fashioned radio station. You go home and ask your mom about NXS, and you listen to Flashback Friday. Do you understand me?
Exactly. Do you understand me on 94KX? You listen to that. You listen and you learn.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. Chad Evans on the way in. He'll take you through the midday. Mark Stevens this afternoon with a chance for you to win again with Selins Grove Speedway. They got some great partying going on. Socially distanced and safe at Selins Grove Speedway this weekend. We'd like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. You got something for us, Laura? Uh-oh. Hello?
Oh,
there she is.
I got to push that one little button.
Okay, I thought it was something I did here. I'm like, ah!
No, that was me. I had turned off my little red button on this side because the garbage guys were passing by.
Oh, garbage trucks, yes.
MacGyver, he gets a little edge.
He doesn't like the beepity beep of your average garbage truck?
Does not appreciate it. We were on high alert for 2 seconds. I thought maybe it was the chipmunks, but then I heard the beep. And, you know, we needed to turn off that microphone for 2 seconds.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. We're safe. Deb George was our Wise Market winner. She enjoyed your dog's barking. Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
She said,
congrats, Deb.
Yeah, and she said, but I can't hear it coming out of the radio. I can only hear it now. And I was like, let's just move on.
It's because we were off the radio, but on FaceTime while you took a phone call in queue at the radio station.
Look, Deb, it's very technical, but as long as you enjoyed the dogs,
exactly.
You got something today that no other listener got. So congratulations, Deb. But anyway, we got to get hopping. What is our thought for the day today?
Thought for the day. It's just something to try as you move through the rest of today, maybe through the rest of the week. Tomorrow's Friday, thank goodness.
Yes,
so
yes.
Just try this.
Okay.
Maybe even for today, or try it for the rest of August, right?
Okay.
Try saying silently, just almost like an intention to yourself and everyone that you see, and see what happens. I wish you happiness now and whatever will bring happiness to you in the future.
So you just say this when you get in a situation, or you say this whatever you see?
Just silently, almost like it could be a prayer.
Yeah, like
or it could
mantra
be a mantra.
Or something. Yeah.
It could be an intention. So try saying that silently to everyone and everything you see for the rest of today, through the weekend, the rest of August, if you want to.
Okay.
And see what happens to yourself, to your own soul.
All right. As we close,
I wish you happiness now and whatever will bring happiness to you in the future.
Perfect. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.